This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Riches and righteousness. That's our topic today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me. Riches and righteousness. What does the Bible say about riches and righteousness? Well, we find in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8 that we are told that we must provide for our own families. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So one of the purposes of money is to provide for ourselves and also for those of our household. That is a command we find here from Christ, a command for Christians. We also see another purpose for money is to help the poor. In Ephesians 4 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Ephesians 4, verse 28. We also are warned that the love of money, is the root of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, the Bible says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith and their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." We must be mindful that it is not sinful to have wealth, but it is sinful to love money. You must say to love wealth. We also would do well to remember that everything belongs to God. In Psalm 24 and verse 1, the Bible says, "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein." We are reminded also that every good and perfect gift comes from above. So we must remember that all of our blessings in this life, even our money, is a blessing from God. And finally, one thing to think about is that we must remember that our soul is our most valuable possession. In Matthew 16 and verse 26, the Bible says, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Let us always have the proper, the godly, the righteous attitude concerning riches and righteousness. Thank you for listening.